Brian Bulaga took limited reps today. Just had a chance to watch him a little bit. You know, he's working with a brace, and I think the biggest thing is to watch the tape and see how he feels tomorrow. So, but he looked like he's moved fine, and but the progression is to take him limited and see how he is tomorrow.
Did he split reps at right with someone?
We're rolling all the tackles, so don't know who's going to start till the game on Sunday. I don't want to talk about it. Yes, thank you.
How do you feel about Zombo this week?
Frank took a number of reps today. He looked good. Really, Frank having the opportunity to go through the whole week of practice last week, I think, has really prepared him to get ready to go. So he'll have an opportunity. We'll see how he performs. Really, the tape will tell me more about that. So, but he looks good. I mean, like I said, I felt last week he kind of cleared the hurdle.
Do you guys know anything else about Chaz Andrews?
A couple weeks. It's going to take a couple weeks, yes.
How did Matthews get through the game, and what's your...
I'm sorry?
How did Matthews get through the game, and what's your...
Clay Matthews? Yeah. Clay Matthews is feeling better than he did this time last week. So he will not practice today, will not practice tomorrow. We'll see what happens on the Friday exam, on whether he'll go on Friday. I would say he's further ahead this Wednesday than he was last Wednesday. There was a treatment that he switched over to, that he's going through, and this is the part of the plan, in line with the treatment.
When he plays as well as he did in zero practice, is it your inclination to stick with that?
They're two totally different factors. I don't look at the way someone practices in what their medical condition is. I mean, players not on the practice field is clearly a medical decision. So, obviously, years that they played in the league does factor into that, how long it takes their bodies to recover. Those are two totally different factors.
What have you seen from Sam Bradford after a really good rookie year? He's kind of, at least statistically wise, has kind of struggled this year.
Well, he's a very good decision maker. I think he only has one interception. So, that was something even last year. I think he, just for a guy playing his first year and continuing on, he does a really good job of distributing the football, has an understanding of, you know, obviously what they're trying to do offensively, but how the defense is attacking them. So, smart, instinctive quarterback.
Mike, how big of an advantage does a team have coming out of a bye playing a team?
Well, I think they have a clear advantage, and I talked about it this morning on a team meeting. You know, we were in a scenario, same scenario, 0-9, playing the team coming out of the bye. The record wasn't very good. So it's very important for us to really dot our I's and cross our T's. I thought the tempo of practice was very good today, but it wasn't clean enough. We made too many mistakes. We had 5 pre-snap penalties. So, I mean, they'll hear about it this afternoon and getting tomorrow. We need to tighten it up and make sure that we have a quality preparation. You know, we're not concerned about what their record is. We're more concerned about the fact that they're coming off a bye week. Anybody in this league that has 2 weeks to prepare for you definitely creates a bigger challenge. So that's the message, and that's our focus.
You generally see a bunch of unscouted stuff in plays like this?
Potentially. I mean, just you break down their defense. I mean, anytime you play Steve, I mean, he's a multiple pressure package person, and Steve does a great job with the overload blitzes. I mean, we have spent more time Monday and Tuesday as a staff preparing for their defense, and it's definitely be the same with the players today and throughout the week. So, Josh is an excellent offensive coordinator, very creative. They're going to have something different for us as a team. We're going to be challenged out here Sunday. So that's the way we're approaching it. I haven't played them in 2 years. So you spend a little more time on the personnel this morning than we normally would do. So, but we're definitely got our antennas up and getting ready for the unexpected.
Mike, what do Al Harris and Brady's opinion look like on film?
Look good. I mean, the tough football player. One thing about Brady and both Al, tough competitive football players. That hasn't changed. I mean, that's always been their style of play. And obviously, during their time here, and that has continued in St. Louis.
How much can they help maybe in scheming, I guess, for your offense, considering you're familiar with them?
I think it definitely helped more in the personnel evaluation. I'm not sure how they do in the St. Louis, but I know typically we start our day on Wednesday going through the depth chart, talking about each individual on the depth chart, what we feel the strengths are. And those, you know, both Brady and Al could give, you know, a lot of insight to our players here. But schematically, I you know, they're going to play their defense. They're going to play their offense. I don't think they're going to change based on, you know, somebody's opinion in just, you know, 1 week or, you know, 10-day period.
Mike Crosby hasn't missed a field goal try. Obviously, he seems to be kicking off pretty well. What do you feel about his performance this season?
I think he's kicked as well as he ever has in his time here. You know, he was the NFC Special Team Player of the Week for good reason. We had a lot of confidence going into the game in Atlanta. He was kicking the ball very well up to that point, had a great pregame. You know, the spot in that game was the 40-yard line. So, and that doesn't happen very often. So, you know, like he had talked to me the other day, you know, I'll have an opportunity to maybe kick some field goals in Lambeau. I mean, I hope we're scoring touchdowns, but he has kicked the majority of, or all of his field goals on the road, I think. So, but he's kicked the ball very well. He's illustrated in both the touchbacks and the accuracy. Just, you know, during the course of the week, too, his performances on Monday and Fridays have been excellent. Excuse me, Wednesday and Friday.
Driver's snaps are down
somewhat significantly.
As far as our offensive perimeter guys, and whether it's Donald, whether it's any of those guys, you know, whether their snaps are down or their opportunities weren't what they were the week before, or if I didn't catch as many touchdowns as they week before, you know, every week I come in here and there's an individual in the offensive perimeter I have to address. We have one football. There's 11 guys that play on each play, 5 perimeter guys at a time. I'm not going to apologize for having too many guys to throw the ball to. The quarterback is doing an excellent job of throwing the football to the open guys. So whether the snaps come in at 20, 30, 40, that's just the way the game goes. You know, whether the opportunity is coming at 2, 4, or 9, that's the way the game goes. And that's the reality of it. So Donald's very proud. He's been a great player and continue to be a great player here. But we have a lot of people, and we're using them all. And that's the reality of it. So, you know, every week it's somebody else that we're going to pick at because he didn't have the numbers he had the week before. You know, frankly, I think it's a bunch of garbage.
Do you say that to your guys or do you just say that to us?
That's the opening speech. Yeah, I mean, it's the way it is. Now, do they want the ball? Yeah, they want the ball. They all want the ball. And if they don't want the ball, then I have a real issue with them, okay? That's part of playing in this league. But every week to come in here, you know, guy scores 3 touchdowns 1 week and he doesn't have any the next week, and that's an issue. I mean, what are we doing here? Those are good, those are positive things about your team. And, you know, I'm not going to continue to sit here and answer this thing every week. Like I said, I think it's a bunch of garbage. Yeah, I think Ray's done a good job. I think he's more natural inside, you know. So that's where we're working him this week. I think it's important to rotate all 3 of those tackles to make sure they're going. Marshall's played really good football for us the last 2 weeks. Brian will come back. You know, we'll try to get him ready at right tackle, and Derek's been playing both. So I mean, the rotation is really to get Ray and Dietrich ready to play inside.
Like what happened to Sitton that he's on the injury report this week?
What is it? Is it a knee or a calf?
Ankle.
Yeah, he got an ankle in the game. I anticipate he'll play. We're just resting him. Kind of cut back his reps.
Do